السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 5th of Jumad al-Ula, learn to pronounce the months correctly also. Jumada with the Dhamma Pesh on the Jeem. Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 99% of the cities, countries, and continents of the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So in the morning, mashallah, that we find Maulana Salim Kareem, our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, Maulana Musa Akudi, and Mufti Muhammad Aku of the Alum Newcastle, Maulana Akudi Binoni. So they're doing a yeoman service and sterling work in the early part of the morning, especially Maulana Salim Kareem and his family. Allah Jalla Wala reward them, Allahumma Zid Fazid, Allah Ta'ala bless them fi dunya wal akhirah. And then we change the format a little bit because we know that the listeners there in Durban, they can listen on FM, you know. So that's a great, great bounty and favor of Almighty Allah, people going to work and so forth. So by the time I start is 4:07 or so, 4:08, because Adhan goes before that. And then we have the tafsir of the noble Quran. And thereafter, mashallah, we have the news, views and interviews. So as far as the tafsir of the noble Quran goes, so now we are busy there in the 27th Juz, 27th Supara, Suratul Hadid, the chapter regarding the iron and steel and so forth. And then after that, 5:30, I come back and then we have the Q&A. Very, very interesting questions. Allah Ta'ala reward all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala reward all the trustees and directors of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the capital group, Muhammad Ikhlas, Haji Sahib and his family and the entire family. So, mashallah, and thereafter we thank the Sirius FM team also. They patch in to us with the Q&A and bless of marriage and so forth, you see. So that also is very good with Allah's help. Then tafsir, we have Surah Yunus, that's also going well with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Everything happens with His mercy, His decree. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. What can we do? We can't do anything on our own. And everything is the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Q&A, mashallah, started in 2001. And till now, it is our flagship program, you see. Thousands and millions of people have benefited. Allah Jalla wa la qabool farmai, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So we try to, you know, make everybody feel comfortable, whether they are the Shafi'is or the Malikis or the Hanbalis or Hanafis. And thus I learned from Maulana Qasim Sema, our principal at Darul Newcastle, Allah Ta'ala Ghariq Rahmat Firmai, Allah Ta'ala grant our Mawlana, you know, the Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He saw the Akabir of this Ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawar Allah Marqadu, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimahullah was his teacher also. And remember Hazrat Mawlana Badr Alam Sahib, Hazrat Allama Bin Nuri, and so many others. So when we used to have examinations or when we had, you know, teaching, he wouldn't even like we must use the word ikhtilaf. He said, write the word mazahib, it's better. So you see, so there are a lot of lessons to learn there. And something he didn't like was we must give wujuhu tarjih, that the Hanafi madhab is better because of these reasons, or the Shafi madhab is better because of these reasons. He said, just make bayanul madhahib and give everyone's dalil and evidence and finish. And if you study the work Ummat Wahdat by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, he narrates and writes on the story of Allamash Kashmiri rahimahullah. Allamash Kashmiri passed away in 1933 and he was crying, sobbing like a child. So they asked him, his senior students, you know, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib and all of them, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri and Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam, Hazrat Muhashabir Ahmad Usmani and all of them, why are you crying so much? He said, you know, I wasted my life in all this looking for wujuh tarjih. And what is the reason the Hanafi school is better on this reason? The Hanafi school don't need it, you must remember that. Allah will accept. So sometimes we take the minor issues, the ikhtilaf of afdaliyat and awwaliyat, you see, and we make it such a big issue, and then the major issues get left out, you see that. So that is why. So life is all about al-aham fal-aham. So meaning that we must know what are the most important issues that you have to discuss and so forth and so on. So that's the first thing there. And then the Tuesday, Wednesday, mashallah, is bliss of marriage. There are so many social problems in our society, internationally, globally, and locally, nationally as well. Tuesday night we have tafsir, mashallah, some brothers come from Soweto, imams and others and so forth. We give everybody a chance, you know. Thus, I always felt the way I studied in Pakistan, you know, that I love my teachers and so forth. We're always indebted. But I always felt that a khami here, this is one weakness in our system of Indo-Pak and South Africa, our Darulums and so forth. The students are not really given opportunity and chance to ask questions, you know. You ask every student and you can question any topic, so you must ask, you know, and you must feel free to ask. Husnu su'al nisful ilm, good questions are half the knowledge, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So therefore, I said, Ya Allah, let me teach. And every day there in Darul Ulum, the students know that the period was 45 minutes. So 40 minutes I would teach. And the last 5-6 minutes I would give them, come on, ask whatever you guys want. So we start from one side to the other. So we never knew one day we'll be on radio and all that. But this was Allah's divine system of preparing us for all this, you see. So then we had that I did the starting of Surah Anfal, you know, chapter number 8. Who are the true believers and mu'min? So innama al-mu'minuna al-ladina, you see the ayat there. So we discuss all that in detail and then the Q&A. So like that, we look for relevant topics, inshallah, that can be a game changer in our life, for myself and for others. So Rumi, you know, Jalaluddin Rumi, the great Waliullah and sage of the age. So he made one very profound statement. He said, today's world, majority of the people want to change everybody else, but they don't want to change themselves. So that is what this Tabligh Jamaat is all about, you see that. That we need to bring about self-discipline, self-restraint, all these things here. People speak of politics, we must change the government, change this. So who is preventing you from practicing Islam in your house? But when we go to the Muslim home today, go to Muslim 100 houses, 100 families, and 90%, 80% of the things in the houses are anti-Islamic, are haram. So now who's promoting the anti-Islamic things then? So we should be also taking stock ourselves. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Zinu qabla an tuzanu. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif. Take stock of yourself before the day of reckoning comes. Weigh your actions yourself before the day of weighing comes. Wal waznu yawma idhin al-haq. On that day, the day of justice, definitely there will be the mizan, there will be the scale, and the weighing will take place, you see. So we all need to do that ourselves. We just want to blame the politicians and the system, but we ourselves have become so corrupted and so accustomed to this corrupt system. Then we just increase the corruption. Allah forbid. So on Wednesday, mashallah, so then we were supposed to leave. But now, then Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab came back on Monday. So I phoned Hazrat on Tuesday morning and said, Hazrat, mashallah, you're back. He said, yes. I told him, I got Safar. I'm traveling to Rustenburg and all these places. So I'll come today, you see. That Tuesday, he said, ahlan wa sahlan, come. So I was there around 5:30, 5:35. You know, I did Asr Salat, yeah, in the Khanka, 5 o'clock. And then by then, so I wanted to go early because then I can spend some time before Maghrib. So then we ate our chai and discussed matters of bilateral importance and some masail, and then we read Maghrib Salat together. So whenever I go there, then I know I stand next to Hazrat Mufti Sahib Maghrib Salat, and with Isha time I'm there also. But next to them, there's another sheikh there, Sheikh Abu Bakr Dafuri. So you will understand why I'm mentioning his name. So always I go to him from Sudan, elderly person. He also sits on the chair just like Hazrat Mufti Sahib. And we speak little about 2-3 minutes and so forth, you know. So you will understand just now why I took his name. So then, mashallah, Hazrat was teaching, you understand, Bukhari Sharif, I said, for the whole lesson, and then I left, and then they picked me up. Yeah, my brother Sufyan, Muhammad Khan picks me up Fajr time, and brother Sufyan is from India, mashallah, Allah bless his parents and brothers and all of them. They're very good people, you know. So they make lot of your standry ayat and say, no, 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 you don't come with your car, we will pick you up and all that. So mashallah, Allah reward them, Sufyan, Sahal, Salih, the three brothers and the father, Haji Suleiman. So anyway, so then we go there, tafsir and all that, so that was finished. So that was now Tuesday. And then I told Hazrat, I'm leaving now and so forth. And Hazrat spoke about his journey to Syria. So a lot of things Hazrat mentioned, you know, and few things I told him, Hazrat, you didn't go here and there. So it was very good interaction, you know, so this. What tilmid, what ustad and tilmid, teacher and student, you see that? So that is how you learn all the time. So anyway, I've been 3-4 times to Syria, so most 90% what he was speaking of, I knew about it with Allah's help. So then Wednesday, mashallah, Haji Suleiman Yaqub. So he's from Rustenburg. Last year at some time, he contacted me. He listens to the radio, you know. So he told me and contacted me, apre chale. So I said, ka chalwanu cheche, zembi apre chale. So I said, chalo, let's go. So he, Haji Suleiman Yaqub, came. His son, Maulana Muhammad, came. And mashallah, Maulana Muhammad used to stay there with my sister and brother-in-law and them in the flats there in Ispingo Beach. He graduated there in Talimuddin. So I met him a few times there, you know. But we're not so close, obviously. Just salam, how are you, and carry on. So now we go many places together with Allah's help, you know, Botswana, Swaziland, here and there. So he just contact me, you are this weekend, I want you must come. So I say, no problem, agreement, net sum, you know. So you just pick me up and we go. So he say, I'm arranging program there in Costa. I don't think you've been there. I said, no, I've been there once for General Islam, you know, maybe 17, 18, 20 years ago. I can't remember. And then he said, Rustenburg program. And then he told me, we'll go to Northam. I said, where is this Northam? I never even heard of this place in my life, you know. He said, actually speaking, it's in the Limpopo province, but we will go there. The people are requesting, you see, they want Jumma program, night program, Fajr program. I said, very good. So, mashallah, we left from here. He was here early, 2:15, 2:20. He told me around 2:30 he'll be here. But we're forever delaying him. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But very good person, mashallah. You see, Haji Suleiman Yaqub. So I told him, Haji Sahib, you drive, me I'll sit at the back. Because you drive economic class, I will sit at the back. You see, business class. But I'm tall, I have to stretch my feet and all my musti also. Haji Bhai Padia used to say, aage hai ikram, piche hai aram. In front there is ikram, you're honoring the people. But at the back is nice if you're alone. You know, you can stretch your feet and you don't have to worry about the seat belt and all this. And after that, I'm catching fish also. I have to sleep, you know, in the afternoon. So we reached there exactly 4:30, you see. So we went there, mashallah, to Hafiz. I must get all the names right now, Panjbaya. So their father, mashallah, he served the community of Costa for 27 years. What a waliullah. I met him when I was there 18, 20 years ago, you know. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept all this khidmat and so forth. So now his son, Hafiz Shu'aib, you see. So we were at his place there. So I told him that what time Salat? He said 5:15 Asr. I said, ek piale chai de dije. Give me one cup tea and I want to sleep 40 winks. You see, 15, 20 minutes I can sleep. So you had a good laugh, you saw. And I really slept, you know, I was so tired. And my wife also came with me, you see that. So yeah, so then I didn't know that she was sitting in the back. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, my wife also came back, so I was in front, yeah. So anyway, I forgot about that. So then they introduced themselves and all the two ladies, they okay. And then, mashallah, that after Asr, then Aziz, so Suleiman Yaqub said, there's one Baji here, Suleiman Hafiji. So now his wife passed away just 1 week before that. Come, we go there and so forth. So I said, yeah, first class, let's go there, you see. So mashallah, then we went there and made dua for the marhuma and all. Baji, I asked him, how long there was this masjid built in Kosta? He said, straight away, 50 years, you know. Sharp he was, very good. I asked him, how long you married? He said, 60 years, subhanallah. So, you know, you can still see the sadness on his face. Allah give the bereaved family also. So, Sabre Jamil. Then we had supper there by Hafiz Shuaib. So, there is Hafiz Shuaib. And then this Hafiz, what's the other brother's name? Muaz and so forth. And there's one more brother, inshallah, I hope the name comes. So, Hafiz Shuaib. Now, this Muaz is a good guy, you see. And he's this thing, he's not married. And he's 19 years old. He just came back 40 days. So we must get him married also. So anyone, you'll want a good jamai and good son-in-law. So this guy is good. So the Panchbaya family, you see, they got three brothers there. So Hafiz Shuaib and Allah Mazakirna Minuma Nusitu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah will put the name inshallah in my head. So Hafiz Yusuf, I think it was. So Hafiz Yusuf, yeah, is right. You see, read Durood Sharif and Allah will teach you straight away. So inshallah, I hope he's right. So Hafiz Shuaib, Hafiz Yusuf, and now they're all married. And then this Mota, yeah, Hafiz Muaz, the handsome guy, you know. And I told him I'm going to announce about him. He was laughing one day. So mashallah, so they're all good, mashallah, big business and whatever you. So good people, mashallah. And they're all born here in South Africa now, you see, like that. They speak perfect English and everything. So after supper, I told them, you know me, you'll give me lecture, Maghrib to Isha, let me go and freshen up. So I just take my quick shower, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes maximum, and then I can fire on all cylinders, you know. So Asr time, I met that Sheikh Khabbab, Asr time. He came running to me, and he told me that I'm Khabbab and all that, and Dafuri. So I asked him, who's that Sheikh Abu Bakr Dafuri in Darul Zakaria? I said, my father. I said, subhanallah, I just met him yesterday, you know, and everything. So he studied here at Darul Zakaria for 9 years, he said, you know. I said, subhanallah. So way and way students come to our Darul rooms, you know. This is also Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, you know. So therefore, this kuffar, they are eyes on South Africa, you know. Then they got so many masajid and tabligh jamaat and khanka and ulama and good activities, media and so forth. So anyway, then I started my story there. Then that Wednesday night was the moon story. So I told that Hafiz, you understand, Shuaib. And I told Sheikh Khabbab, get one person to read Qirat, and that Hafiz Muaz read, or Hafiz Yusuf read, long Qirat, mashallah. He read all Surah Qiyamah. And then one of them read the Nazam, you see, Naat Sharif. So at that time, I was getting the messages, the moon is sighted, so I had to send out. So from the masjid, I sent out the calendars for the Wifaqul Ulama and the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal and our Marqas Sahaba and so forth. And then I started speaking. I remember I started 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 1 hour, you know. I think I maybe went over 5 minutes or so. So anyway, it was very interesting. The masjid was packed. You see, brothers came from Derby and people came from Swat Kharkhans and all these places. Is in Costa, obviously. And I spoke about, you see, that what is happening. So first we discussed, I read the du'as for the new moon. First time in their life they heard all these du'as. Then we spoke about Sheikh, you understand, Khabbab Dafuri. So I asked him, you know the story of Dafuri? He said, no, I was but amazed and astonished. So I said that 108, 109 years ago, you must remember that there, the Miqat, when you come from Medina Munawwara to Makkah, the original name is Zul Hulayfa. It's mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi, and Bulughul Maram, and all famous Hadith Kitabs, Mishkat. So 108, 109 years ago, Muhammad Ali Dafuri came, you see that? And he saw the paucity, scarcity of water and so forth. So he dug up the boreholes and the wells. The people at that time, 1 century ago and more, were elated, delighted. They changed the name Bir Ali, Abar Ali. Bir Ali, one well. Abar Ali, that is, you must have the wells there, you see. So mashallah, that is how. Then we spoke of Gaza and all that. And then after Isha, we had tea. And then we left. In half an hour, we were in Rustenburg. But Haji Yusuf, our Memon people say, Haji Yusuf, Umar, Isa, Damat Barakatuhum. That's his father and grandfather's name. We always stay by him. Our connection also. Great people. Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward Masi and everybody. You see, they go really out of their way. So I told them, my wife is coming, so make sure everything is tip-top. So everything was tip-top, mashallah. Now, that Thursday, listen to this story. So Thursday morning, we had program in Masjid Abrar. Salat was 5 o'clock. And then we spoke all that. And then 5:30 to 6, we did the program live from the masjid. People were fascinated, you know, how the program goes and that. Then we did Ishraq and came home. Zuhur Salat, I told them I want to read there in a new masjid. They opened a new masjid, Brother Salim Hafiji. I don't know how many million it cost him, but it's a lot of millions there. So mashallah, so what happens? That they told us they still putting the musallas and official openings on Friday. So the one imam I know him, Mawana Abdul Aziz Ahmad Mawana AAA son-in-law Mawana Rawat, you see Ibrahim Rawat, he was in Freyheit for 9 years. So we know them from those times. So I told him, Mawana, I'm coming with my wife and them, let them go in your house and they'll read Salat there. Where you all read Salat, they said in a classroom. So we read Salat there and all that. So we read all Salat there. It's a part of the new masjid. And then Asr Salat, we had a program there in Masjid al-Rahmah after Asr. Then before Maghrib, we went to Masjid al-Luqman. So this Mawlana Haji Suleiman Yaqub's son, Mawlana Muhammad, mashallah, he has a son by the name of Luqman, Muhammad Luqman. His Nana, Nazir Bai, Memon. Then I met him also. So that good guy, it was his initiative, we must build Masjid. So he said we must keep the name Masjid al-Luqman after his grandson, you see. So that's how the name Luqman came. So mashallah, and then after supper, they were Mawlana Muhammad's place, you know, Yaqub by son. And then after Isha, the main program there in the main masjid, you see, Jami Masjid. So very good crowd there also. So 5 salats in 5 different masjid. I told them next time they must organize for me program in town, Masjid al-Taqwa, you see. Over 100 years old, after Fajr we can have program. Then we went to one of our connections and all that, you know, from Heidelberg, Uncle Joe Gandhi. So his daughter is married to Mehroon. And Mehroon's son is there, Ibrahim, and I met Firoz also. So we have 50, 60 years contact we got with them, you know. So mashallah, so we went for chai pani there and all. Now Friday program, we're in the Jami Masjid. So after that, we said that, okay, same thing again. Then we had program all. So Friday was hectic day. So mashallah, then we had to leave early. So about 10 o'clock, we left from there, 10 quarter past 10. Now we're traveling, Haji Yusuf, Haji Yaqub, Haji Yaqub Suleiman, Suleiman Yaqub, and myself. Now the reception wasn't good, and Sudeis is firing, you know. But I was listening yeah, there, and all that. Anyway, so we managed to get the khutbah and the salat and everything. Then I told him, stop, let me just translate everything and we make dua. And then we came to Northam. Rustenburg was hot, but Northam was very, very hot. So mashallah, we went straight to the masjid by Sharfuddin and then were waiting. And this masjid, Sharfuddin, Mawlana Osman Kadwa gave the name of Amzin to Allah, reward him. And thereafter, we had nice lecture there, everything. And he told me, take half an hour also, no problem. So thereafter, you see, was the salat and all that the imam made. Both imams there from Tanzania. One studied in Azadwal and then the other one studied in Darul Newcastle also, mashallah. So all that happened and then nice, healthy, hearty lunch and so forth, we went to the farm. So the farm belongs to Haji Umar Farooq Bulbulia. There in Heidelberg we have the Yusuf Bulbulia, Abdullah Bulbulia. We went to school together, their father, Mota, Muhammad Mohsin Bulbulia, is his brother, this, you know. So they share the same father, like. So anyway, and his sons are there, Muhammad Masood and Mawlana Mahmood and them. So nice farm and everything. Then I told him that now, that where we are going to be, that to sleep and all that. So he said, no, we must sleep there in the, you see, that, you know, that, what they call it now, chalets, you see that, so nice chalets they got there. So we slept when all late. We did Asr day, we did Maghrib day. They took us for a game drive also, mashallah. Hamza, did you see Monana Mahmoud San? He took us a nice pen, you see that. And nice to see the animals and all that. Then Maghrib time, again, you see supper and what have you. Very nice, Allah reward them. And after Isha was the main program there. So mashallah, very good crowd. They told me 10 people will come. I said, bye. You just leave it to us. Inshallah, we'll sort it out. Jumma time, I told them, we're having lecture here, and we got Q&A also. You all must come. So mashallah, we had 2.5 subs there, you know. For them to get 2.5 subs, it's like a miracle there. So Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy. And then they're asking questions in Arabic and Urdu and English. A lot of Pakistanis there, mashallah, you see. And therefore, we sent it out, the podcast and that. Then on Saturday morning again, program. So mashallah, it went very well. And then we came Nashta and Rasta. Now Saturday, a lot of job. So now I must go visit Muhammad Mansoor Ulak, make dua for him. So he's not well. He's not speaking at all, but he recognized me. I kissed him on his forehead. He was very happy, you know. And his whole face lit up. His son Mohana Faisal was there as well. And then we went to the graveyard also. Many of my family members are buried there. And then few family members we had to visit and so forth. And then we went to visit Sharfuddin's sister, that is Sister Razia, 9 years in a coma, you see. So we made dua, we read Zohar Salat there, and then we came back 4:15, we were back here. 3 announcements. Number 1, Sahuk. All of you must know, this Friday is D-Day finish. So anybody got any complaints, grievances against them, so you must contact me, 071-888-1184, and then we will send you the pamphlet. Then you must see the 3 email addresses, and you do it today, tomorrow, Wednesday, as soon as possible. Second one, Jamia Islamiyah Medina is sending out messages that the people must, you understand, enroll there. That also the cutoff date. We dead against this. You will become a Pakka Wahhabi Najdi, and you will become a Pakka Saudi and Najdi. So they are Salafi, you will become. Majority of them are that, Dal and Mudil. You see that? They talk a lot of nonsense, you must remember that. You can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased. They will tell you Taraweeh is 8 rakat or 10 rakat. They will tell you that 3 talaqs is 1 and all. So we dead against all that. Hazrat Alimya, Hazrat Muhammad Abul Hasan Nadwi, if you know him, is my teacher. He gave me permission for hadith also. I had breakfast with him in Lucknow, met him in Karachi, met him in Lucknow, met him in Makkah, Medina, so many places with Allah's help. He didn't come to South Africa. He passed away in 1999. So on a Friday in Ramadan, we were there for his janazah, Salatul Janazah, Ghaiban, in absentia in Makkah, mashallah. So cut long story short, he said initially I have to encourage students to go to Jamia Islamiyah. After that, I saw the results and I used to discourage them. Last one, tomorrow there's a big conference meeting there in Cape Town. And the hosts are Uksa. You know Uksa, the guys who closed the masjid in South Africa. The guys who can't speak against the Shias one word. They can't speak against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And the big name, that Global Scholars and Imam Council. So I know all these kind of conferences. I went to Saudi, I went here and there. Half of them are Salafis. Half of them are on the payroll of some government and so forth and so on. I want to pose 3 questions to you global imams and scholars. You know in South Africa, they don't accept the sighting of anybody, that of any country besides South Africa. You must knock some sense into our South African Maulvis and them, that which fiqh you are following, which fiqh tells you that. Second one, you guys in Australia, New Zealand, America, Europe, you got a big problem with your zabiha. So you will explain to the ummah that this machine slaughtering is halal or is haram. Our fatwa is totally haram, it's not permissible. And then the third issue is this, you guys who are going to meet there 100, 200, 500, they have a big jaw and cheap talk. You see, it's just cheap talk, all these things there. Will you pass a resolution against the Shias that the Shias are kuffar? Will you pass a resolution that MBS and his government are murtad? You can never do that because majority of you are minuna bil jayb. You are scholars for dollars and we'll say it as we want to. And you know the truth. Therefore, me, I don't accept all these things there. were rejected and say that these conferences are not worth the paper on which they are written. May Allah give us tawfiq that we speak the truth and die with true Iman and Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.